Still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Baby, can't you see?
Love.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Nothing like a little walk on the trail with Trail Mix and Bruce Hornsby in the range on Trail Mix 103.1. I hope your Wednesday is going about as good as you expected. Sometimes low expectations are a good thing.
Trail Mix 103.1.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or nine, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the eighth and followed that up with a two-run homer in the ninth, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 103.1 Trail Mix, and I'm Austin Brume, here with your local news highlights.
On June 15th at 11:58 a.m., the Surrey County Dispatch Center received a call reporting a man with a gun at a residence located on Sun and Snow Road in the town of Round Lake. The caller, who was caretaking for the homeowner's dogs at the residence, reported an unknown male occupant inside the residence who claimed he resided there. The caller also reported that the unknown male was in possession of a handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Surrey County deputies responded to the location and made limited contact with the individual. During a brief conversation, he told the deputy that he had recently taken ownership of the residence and refused to answer any questions. Through further investigation, it was determined that he was not the current owner of the property. Numerous attempts of negotiating with the suspect to cooperate and come out of the residence failed. After nearly 27 hours, SWAT teams deployed multiple rounds of chemical agents into the residence. The suspect exited the residence and was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect was identified as Michael D. Olson, 62, of Hayward, who was arrested on charges of burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, resisting or obstructing an officer, and resisting by refusing to comply. He is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office was assisted by SWAT teams from Washburn, Burnett, Rusk, Barron, and Marathon counties, along with the City of Superior. Also assisting during the incident were the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Town of Round Lake Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department, LCO Fire Department, and Sawyer County Emergency Medical Services. Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., it's the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Member Appreciation Day. They invite you to join them as they celebrate 70-plus years of providing financial security and outstanding service for their members. There's going to be free food, music, and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 7 p.m. over at the Butternut Area Park at 532 Michigan Street in Butternut. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Bermain. These have been your local news highlights on Trail Mix 103.1. For more news, visit trailmix.fm.
Freeze Firewood is still available to launch your boat for this summer. And they're fully stocked with camp firewood, or maybe you need a shed to house that wood and your tools. They'll customize it for whatever you need. Call 715-567-0616 and see them on Facebook for all the summer updates. Freeze Firewood, Little Chicago Road, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
More clouds than sunshine today, with a small chance of scattered showers or maybe a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, highs today flirting with 80 degrees and will be partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, waking up to a ton of sunshine, highs once again want to reach 80 with more showers and thunderstorms expected by midday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Wise County. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Gonna use my fingers, gonna use my, my agenda, sure. got something. Winking.
This is Trail Mix 103.1.
snack for your ears. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Trail Mix 103.1.
More clouds than sunshine today, with a small chance of scattered showers or maybe a rumble of thunder. Otherwise, highs today flirting with 80 degrees and will be partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, waking up to a ton of sunshine, highs once again want to reach 80 with more showers and thunderstorms expected by midday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
It might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever. jealousy. You can trust me not to think and not to sleep around. And if you don't expect too much from me, you might not really let down. Cause all I really want is to be with you, feeling like I matter too. And if I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might be here with you. Tomorrow we could drive around this town and let the cops chase us.
Yeah. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
We all have wings, but some of us